Hello and welcome to another episode of the Profit Profile Podcast from your host Chris Foster, aka The Profile Guy. Now, this week's episode, I am going to share with you how I was able to scoop two major industry awards. I'm going to give you the tips and the strategies and all of the things that you need to do to position yourself to win. Right, you might be asking to yourself, why enter awards in the first place? Well, simply put, it is the quickest and the fastest way to get the industry to know who you are and what you are capable of doing. So I really want to make this episode as action-packed as possible, hopefully giving you the strategies that really help you win and in terms of scooping that major award. So guys, next up, let's talk about the strategies of how to win major awards in the industry. Let's go. So guys, so here's the truth. I have been thinking about this episode for over a week and a half. How I can really add value to this episode in terms of giving you the strategies of how I was able to get to this point in my career to win these two major awards. But first of all, let me go into my reasons why. Why I entered the awards in the first place. Now, I have been in the industry for 30 years this year. Some may say I have nothing to prove. Some may say, why do it in the first place? And all that stuff. Well, I do believe I have nothing to prove, but I also believe that it's important for professional development and my development to continually look at what I am doing and be assessed by other people to see what am I doing is effective and is helping other people. So I entered the awards for self-development and improvement, and also to really look at what I am doing and how effective is the work that I am doing for the industry, for people coming through the industry. And generally, it was a waymark for me to say, okay, am I on the right track here? So I do believe there's a certain point where there are different types of competitions. Run when you first start out, you kind of do slightly easier ones. And this particular competition was quite difficult in terms of I had to prepare a dossier, a PDF of all the things that I've done, really to sell myself. But all, not only that, what work am I doing to help other people within the industry? Excuse me. So it was really a test of the years and the frustrations and putting this down into one document. And it took time. It took time to prepare, but I found it very helpful for me to see where I am. And it's a great barometer for my career and really to test the formulas and systems, which I am going to share with you for free. So this episode took a long time to record. I recorded the intro about a week and a half ago, and I sat down like, how can I really make this a valuable episode? And I actually had some notes, but right now I am not looking at my notes. These are my thoughts coming from my head, and I aim to make this a really, I hope not too long, but aim to make it super beneficial for you. So if I was starting out again and moving forward in my career, I would definitely do this one thing. This really helped me in winning these awards. But the one thing that really helped me was being able to capture my work in the way that I want to capture my work. And let me explain that. When we work behind the chair, we are subservient to our clientele. Our clientele tells us how they want their haircut, and we really have to take direction from them. if you're working in a creative team, the exact same thing. If someone's heading up a team, you really have to follow the creative direction of that particular person saying, I want the image to look like this. And you don't really have the final say on your shots and your images. I learned really early on, if I really wanted to be an influence in this industry, if I wanted to make my mark, I had to create my own images and control the output of creativity that comes from my, how can I put, my stable, my creative stable. So I had to look at, right, regularly created imagery, find a photographer, find a makeup artist, and do the work that is required, like sitting down, working out a budget, working through the whole process of getting this thing off the ground. Now, I'm telling you, majority of the people, even listen to this podcast, will not even do that. Because it requires time, it requires energy and a mindset to say, I am going to see this through regardless of what it costs financially or what it costs for time. Because most people say, oh, well, I'm not getting paid for that, so why would I do that? And for me, that has been something which I battle with all the time. I know a shoot's going to cost me thousands, okay? And it costs me time and it costs me energy, but I have a product at the end of it that is mine, that I can use again and again. And in my portfolio, what I presented in front of the judges was a portfolio of my creative work. Also, when I get picked for jobs in terms of, let's say, Calvin Klein or Gucci or Versace, one of these brands that I work with, I have a reference of my work. These references are incredibly important for people to see what you can do in a professional manner. Not pictures taken on my phone and a client in the chair. These are genuinely images that I have said I want to portray my work in a certain way to get more work that I'm looking for. So, the thing that I would recommend you do, if you're listening to this podcast and you really want to dominate the whole process of building that iconic profile, is think about creating the portfolio that will propel you into your future career. I recommend working with creatives to create a portfolio, one collection per year, or if not two collections per year, like a different seasonal collection will be amazing if you could do that. Now, budget time-wise, it might be difficult to do two per year, but at least one time per year, sit down in the beginning of the year, work out, okay, what do I want to tell the world? What can I show the world of my creativity? What skills can I learn to really bring out the best in my creative work, to show that and capture that? So this is the things that pushes you forward creatively and pushes you to work with other people who in turn get to know your skill set, that when they are in a position that they find themselves in where they need to recommend someone, you are top of mind. So guys, this is the one thing that I think will really make a massive shift if you really want to become an iconic hair professional. Now, the second thing, my reasons why, was that I really, 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 really wanted to prove my strategies of profile building. One of the collections one of the competition entries was independent stylist, and it was basically a stylist that has got a first class profile. So when I read the document about this particular competition, and I thought, oh, this is something that will fit my bill as the profile guy. So I sought out to enter this competition, this category, excuse me. So the category was there. It really spoke to me because something that it proves the work that I'm doing as the profile guy. So last year, I entered this category and I got nowhere. Actually, last year, I finalized for 4 categories and I got nowhere. It was terribly disappointing. I invite my wife down and we sat around a table and it was disappointing, you know, because you would have thought, okay, I've entered 3 categories and nothing came through. But I'm a firm believer in that if that happens, you roll the dice. And the luck happens when you roll the dice many, many, many times. You might get 1, you might get 2, but you're going to land a 6 at some point. If you don't roll a dice, you'll never ever know what it's like to get a 6. So I roll a dice and I'll keep rolling that dice until I get the result that I'm looking for. Because I saw that not winning that category or that particular trophy was a way of learning how can I do this better. And I did. I looked at my dossier. I analysed the way I described my career thus far. I looked at my case studied and I went into a whole storytelling aspect of my portfolio. Rather than telling people what I've done and who I am, I told stories. And that was pivotal, I believe, to me winning the award, is that if you are going to meet with people, if you are going to try to sell yourself within the industry, is think about your story, how you got there. And it's a continual journey. So for me, my story is from Hackney to Harrods. I started out in the hair industry many, many years ago as a young guy in Hackney. And Harrods is a West End, really is a West End, a top tier department store. And I became the creative director at Harrods over a 15 to 20 year career span. But it was a journey and I explained the journey for the judges to read and to understand. So my next tip for building your portfolio is important. Building your creative legacy is very important. The other important aspect is, what is your story? What is your story that you can use as a PR vehicle for your journey and let people understand, know your story, share your story on your social media, put it on your website so people can see the journey, the transformation, what it looks like, where you've been, how you've got there. That story is key and pivotal in the whole concept of really dominating your presence within the industry. So guys, I'm going to keep it really short and sweet. I hope these 2 things have been very helpful for you. Like I said, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this episode. And normally I like to release episode once a week. But this one took me longer because I really want to make it value-packed and actionable for you. I have also got a freebie that I want to give you at the end of this episode. There is a freebie that I want to give to, well, it's really kind of my gift to the industry. And that's one of my courses, the Ultimate Digital Hair Academy. The Ultimate Digital Hair Academy is something I created in lockdown. And it really was based upon the fact that if you couldn't cut hair or do hair behind a chair, how would you make money? And I created this information product, a way of hair professionals creating information products to make money while they sleep. And it was a product that I created. At the moment, on my website, it sells for £1,600. But I am actually giving it away free for any listener to this podcast. It's a way of saying thank you. And it's a kind of a gift to the industry because the industry has given me so much. And also winning this award has been really, I'm over the moon. So it's a gift that I want to give you guys. Now, there is a short time for you to grab this particular freebie. But I really want you to click the link below, grab the freebie. It's a free course. It has 5 modules in there, and they are really power-packed and helpful for you thinking about your product, launching your product, your academy, your education, because it's really important to have a secondary source of income within this industry. I've been in the game for many, many years, and one thing that, and I've charged a lot of money for what I do, but if I cannot get behind that chair, what happens? What if? That question has always haunted me. So I've always sought ways of using the industry that I'm in and monetizing my years of experience. This tool or this course, this program will really help you do that. And it's my free gift to you as a listener. So all you have to do is click the link, hit the landing page. You can read and watch the page. One of my students is carrying disorders. She was able to, on her first launch of her product, her revenue for the 2 days was £3,000 from just implementing the strategies within the program. And that was the reward of her implementing the strategies that I share in this particular training program. So guys, it really is up to you if you want to grab the freebie, but it's my gift to you. I hope you found this episode helpful. I'll be back on schedule next week with my weekly podcast. But I just took some time out just to really think of what I can share with you to really help you build that iconic industry profile. Like always, guys, for me, sharing this content, it means the world to me. If you subscribe and if you leave a review, it really goes a long way for me continually doing this particular podcast, because I ask nothing from you guys, but just a review will be great, because more people will get a chance to see, know, and like this podcast. And it's your way of helping other people within the industry. And this is, again, a faceless request that I'm asking from you, but I think if you can do that for me, it'll mean the world to me. So thank you guys for listening to this week's episode of the Profit Profile Podcast, and I'll see you again next week.